Pot Radio Network is pleased to present Encounter, a public service program here on KSIV that spotlights local Christian events and provides information and resources to enrich your lives. And now, your Encounter host, Judy Redling.
What do kids do when their parents are in the military and they are moving around the country their whole lives? Where do they find their stability? Dale Mace is my guest today, and he's in charge of training with Youth for Christ Military. And we're going to find out what some statistics are about moving military families and how their kids adjust and how Youth for Christ Military is making a huge difference, not only in the U.S., but around the world. Dale, welcome to Encounter.
Thank you so much, Judy. It's good to be here.
Dale, tell us about Youth for Christ. First of all, a little bit about when it was founded, why it was founded, and then we'll talk about Youth for Christ Military.
Okay, great. So YFC, Youth for Christ itself, was founded in the early mid 1900s, so we've been around for a long time. Youth for Christ Military itself didn't come about until 1980, and it was created at the request of a U.S. Army chaplain, and it was part of like a collaboration between Youth for Christ and Young Life to reach military youth specifically. So we're looking at 11 to 19 year olds who are military connected youth.
Wow. What percentage of people in our nation are military connected youth?
Oh, wow. We know right now, according to numbers, there is over 550,000 military-connected youth between the ages of 11 and 19 years old.
That's a lot of youth.
Yeah,
and I imagine the challenges that they face are so much different than youth that never move from their own home or have parents that are both in the home at all times.
Yeah, they really do. Because if you take a normal civilian teenager and all the things that normal teenagers have to go through in their life, growing up, figuring out who they are, friends, all that kind of stuff. So you take that, and then the added layer of being a military-connected youth is you're not only dealing with the normal youth stuff, but also deployments, wondering, will my parent come back from a deployment? The stress of moving every 1 to 3 years. So you're constantly showing up at a new school, saying bye to friends, having to say hello to new friends. And so it's just constantly, I think, just adding on top of the regular things, all these other things that they have to go through.
How well prepared are parents to help their children in this moving transitional time?
I think with any parent, you try to prepare the best that you can. But there's always bumps in the road. And so with military families, obviously those who have been moving constantly every 1 to 3 years, like they get a rhythm down. But even in those rhythms, there's difficulties because we have emotions and we're just people. And even the parents themselves, I mean, they're going through the same things their kids are, saying goodbye to old friends, making new friends at new stations, new bases. And so they equip themselves the best they can by reaching out within the military community itself on the installations and figuring out, where can my teenagers get plugged into quickly to help them adjust as fast as they can to the new place they're at, but only for a very short time.
So Youth for Christ Military, tell us about your program and what you offer those teens 11 to 19.
Yeah, for us, our ultimate goal is to reach out to those students and help them become more resilient in everything they're going through, but to really give them an opportunity to make an informed decision about Jesus. Because in there, it's funny, you hear a lot of times in the military, it's like the one consistency is the inconsistency. Mm. And so for us to be able to introduce kids to a relationship with Jesus, that is going to be their constant, no matter where they go. And there's comfort in that for them. So you know the God that loves you at this base will be the God that loves you at the next base or the next place you move to. The God that provided for you here, the friends that you have, will be the same God that provides friends for you wherever you go next, because he doesn't change. And so being able to offer them that is really our ultimate goal. We want those kids to understand that they are loved by their creator and he wants a relationship with them.
Tell us what the program is like. What do you do with the kids? Like if they're moving, how do they contact you? Do the parents contact you? How do they stay in your system even in the moves?
Right. So when they first contact us, usually it's through the chapel because that's where we're based. We work alongside the chaplains and their communities. And then we offer weekly programs. So we have a thing called a club night where any kid is welcome to come. It doesn't matter your faith background. It doesn't matter what you're going through. We just want to get to know you and your story. And so we offer a safe place for them to come, to be with their peers, to play games, to hang out, but also to be challenged, you know, by the word. Like that's the most important thing. And then for some installations, we have small groups, which is more of a Bible study oriented. So if they want to go deeper into their relationship with Jesus and into his word, they can come to that. We have camps throughout the year, different activities, the summertime, throughout the school year, just to keep them connected. And so that way, whenever they move on to their next installation or their post, base, whatever branch they're in, they have the ability to see, you know, our three-story logo that we have with Youth for Christ Military. And they'll recognize that and know, I know what that is, and I know that I'm safe there. And so that automatically makes a connection for them, which can alleviate so much anxiety, grief, tension that comes through that move because they are offered a safe place to go.
Dale Mace is my guest. He is with Youth for Christ Military. And how many youth are involved in this ministry across the nation?
It really depends on whatever installation you go to because bases are different sizes.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a larger base, there'll be more youth, smaller base, you know, smaller amount of youth. But the thing is, every kid matters. Those numbers, when we look at over 550,000 military-connected youth around the world just for Americans, we want to try and reach every single kid in that relationship. And so when we want to look at numbers and those kind of things, yes, obviously, we want the most numbers we can have because it's more kids we're going to reach with the truth of who Jesus is in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And so out of that 550,000, that is a massive number. Obviously, we cannot be everywhere at all times, but we know in the places we are that we will reach out to as many of those kids as we possibly can.
What about the greater St. Louis area? Do you have a Youth for Christ Military chapter here?
We do not do it this moment.
So if someone might be on the base and part of the military would like to see that happen, how can they reach you?
Right. If they go on yfcmilitary.org, our website, they would be able to find out every installation that we are part of, everywhere we are located. And then if someone wants to look in having us come and set up a program there, then that's the best way to do it, is just go through that channel because that website will lead you everywhere you need to go for information.
Now that leads me to another question. So like St. Louis, if there are other cities where you don't have Youth for Christ Military chapters, how can people plug in?
Yeah. So again, our website is really the best way to find it. If there's not a Youth for Christ Military in that specific location, we have Youth for Christ itself that kids can plug into. Again, for us, as a very specific branch of Youth for Christ,
right,
we really want to focus on those 11 to 19-year-old military-connected youth. But if anything, we don't want to say, no, you can't come because we don't have this. We want you plugged into any program that we have because at least we know that way your story will be heard. You will not be overlooked because most military teens, I believe, are probably one of the most overlooked little groups of teenagers in the world.
Now, in the world, what other countries do you have Youth for Christ Military installations?
I know specifically for us, we are currently over in the UK. That's where I was for 15 years. And so I know we still have a program there in RAF Alconbury. And so currently that is where we are just overseas at the moment. Our goal, obviously, is to expand as much as we can because those kids need to be reached and not overlooked. They need to be seen, they need to be heard, and they need to be loved. And loving them just simply means sharing Jesus with them.
Dale Mace is my guest. Youth for Christ Military, the website, Dale?
Yes, it's yfcmilitary.org.
Quickly, in 1 minute, can you share a story about some lives that have been changed because of Youth for Christ?
For sure. I had a student named Travis who, he was a self-proclaimed atheist. He was a high school boy, and we would do a yearly service project where we'd go to another country and help serve kids in that community. And I knew, like, if we can just get Travis on this trip, even Matthew 25 says, what you've done for the least of these, you'll do for me. So I'm like, if he can get out there and serve, I know he's going to see Jesus. And sure enough, there was a night, it was like 1 a.m., and I got a knock on my door from one of his friends saying, hey, Travis really needs to talk to you. And I went out in the hallway, and there was this high school kid coddled in a corner just crying. And I asked him, you know, what's going on, man? And he just looked at me with tears and just said, I just want what everybody else here already has. And he didn't know it at the time, but what he wanted was Jesus. And I remember in that dark little hallway in that dorm, there's this high school boy who started his relationship with Jesus. And that's just our hope and goal for every kid.
Youth for Christ Military. God is using this organization not only in the United States, but in the United Kingdom. Pray for Youth for Christ Military. Get involved if you can, and if your base doesn't have a Youth for Christ Military chapter, you can go to yfcmilitary.org. yfcmilitary.org. And if there's not a chapter in your area, just go to yfc.org to find out what other Youth for Christ things are happening in your area. Dale, thanks a lot for being my guest today and sharing about this great ministry that's helping kids whose parents are in the military.
Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
This has been Encounter with Judy Redlich, informing listeners on local Christian events and matters that affect your lives. Spread the word and invite people to listen to Encounter on KSIV or online at botradionetwork.com.
If you've listened to me at any time at all, or you've been friends with me, you know that I love to help people tell their story. Another thing I enjoy doing is helping people find their highest potential. If you're in a life's rut and you just can't figure out how to get past your stuck place, a life coach like me could help. Let me walk with you through your journey of transition. I'm a Christian life coach, and to find out more about my coaching, go to my coaching page at judyredlich.com or email me at jredlichspeaks@gmail.com.
Check out more of Judy's interviews at judyredlich.com. That's JUDYREDLICH.com. Or email her at judyredlichspeaks@gmail.com. Friend her on Facebook, connect with her on LinkedIn. And if you want to learn how your business could be a sponsor on Judy Redlich's website, email her at jredlichspeaks@gmail.com.